when TPT Forward 2024 was announced, and they said that there would not be a virtual version of the conference for this year. I know there were many teacher sellers that were bummed out because they may not be able to make it to San Diego for one reason or another. But I think this is a blessing in disguise because there is a completely virtual conference that did so fantastic last year. It was easily one of my favorite conferences, and that is the Teachers Sellers Summit. The great thing about this is that it also takes place in the summer. This is from June 27th through the 30th, and of course, it's all online. You have not only pre-recorded sessions, but you also get live events. So what I wanted to share with you about right now is information about this Teachers Sellers Summit and how you can level up your business from the comfort of your own home. There are sessions about perfecting your product listings, creating print-on-demand workbooks, opening up your own shop, and diversifying your income streams. But not only that, you can also connect with successful teacherpreneurs and industry experts to take your TPT or teacher business to the next level. Here's what's in store. You have in-depth sessions about mastering key business skills, both on and off TPT, with insights from experienced speakers, a variety of networking opportunities where you can connect with business owners worldwide, swap ideas, and learn from each other's successes, practical tips and strategies with actionable techniques to succeed, whether you're just starting out or you're aiming higher. And additionally, there are live Q&A panels, a private podcast for on-the-go learning, and so much more. I'm presenting at this conference, and my session is about three keys to a successful TPT store brand. So you may be wondering, what does this cost? What's the investment on this? And there are early bird tickets available through April 30th for $99. And you can save nearly 25% by just purchasing in the month of April. But if you're listening to this and it is past April, but not yet June, so May and June, you're listening to this, you can still purchase tickets to this conference for $129. You will get a 90-day pass to all 40 sessions, live Q&A panel discussions, virtual hangouts, co-working spaces, private podcast. If this sounds like something you're really interested in, you can check out my affiliate link in the description where you're listening to this episode. I hope I can see you there. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. You're listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast, a show for busy teachers looking for ways to engage, inspire, and make an impact in their teacher businesses. I'm Kirsten, a teacher business owner who is all about simple and actionable tips, strategies, and resources that result in wins, big or small. If you're looking for that extra spark of creativity, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in together. Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Creative Teacher Podcast. This one's going to be a good one. And if you have a spouse or a partner and you listen to the show, I highly recommend you send them this episode because I have my husband on the podcast today. We are going to talk about a lot of things related to being a spouse of a TPT seller and how they can support you in your business, even if they're not actively involved. I've known my husband for almost 11 years now. And I actually started my TPT store maybe 1 or 2 weeks before I met my husband. And we've been married for almost 6 years. So we've been together for a while. And he is not a teacher. He was not, he did not go to school in education or anything like that. He works in a completely different industry. And I just kind of wanted to have him on the podcast. This is something that I've been wanting for 2 years. We just haven't done it. And now he's here. We're going to just kind of chat about his perspective on things. And I'll ask him some serious questions, some fun questions. And so I thought this would be a really fun conversation for you to listen to. You can listen with your spouse if you'd like, or you can just listen in, just kind of, if you're a little nosy, to see what things are like in our life and how things work, then I think you'll enjoy this episode as well. So let's go ahead and listen in. All right. So we've got a special guest on the podcast, my husband, Colton. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Glad you're here.
Long time to see.
I know, right? Yeah. I have been wanting to do this for probably a couple years now. We just haven't had the chance. And so now we're here we are. So I'm glad you're here entertaining me and just let me interview you. So set the background for us. Do you have any specific role in my TPT business at this time?
I guess fly on the wall would be about right. Yeah. The person you sometimes bounce ideas off of, or maybe often bounce ideas off of. But no real direct involvement. You know, I don't get into making the resources or, you know, a whole lot of the other stuff, but maybe a little talk about strategy sometimes. And, you know, definitely a lot of ideas though.
Yeah. Yeah. I have enjoyed hearing your thoughts about some of the things that have been going on as far as like in my business directly and also just in TPT as a whole. So it's always nice to have that perspective there. But speaking of perspective, what is your perspective on my journey as a TPT seller based off of what you remember, like when I first kind of picked my store up and where it is today?
Well, it was, looking back on it, it was kind of a hot start, but kind of a cold start also, because you had the store for a long time, but weren't really active. And then the moment you really got more into it, all of a sudden you were, you know, having a lot more success there and enjoying yourself. And it's really gone from, you know, not really anything that you've even talked about very much to more of, you know, either a full-time business almost, or, you know, definitely at least a part-time serious business. And, you know, I think you, if you did tally up all the hours, it basically is full-time.
So. Yeah. Depends on the week, right? Yeah. There have been some days where I was working way more than I probably should have, but I appreciate you for letting me do that. But yeah, I would definitely concur with that as far as, like, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, I'm glad that you're kind of keeping tabs on that. So what are your thoughts on like the positives of watching me grow my business, like financially, personally? What are some positives you've seen from it?
I'd say the biggest thing is sort of seeing you grow in your own career, because you enjoyed teaching in a lot of ways. But seeing this other side of you with more of a creative element, I think you're a naturally pretty driven person. So having this store that really you have complete creative control and really all aspects of control over it, pushing yourself to learn new things and consistently put out resources and really just drive the business forward, has been sort of a different side of you as time has gone on.
Mm-hmm. I guess also I would add that because of my success, I've been able to kind of stay home instead of go back to work. I guess that's another main thing that's been really helpful.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we never really had any idea of what level of success you would reach, and
yeah,
there's certainly plenty of other things to come, but going from, I think, was it just a few $100 a month or even a year for years, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, you know, doing quite a bit better and seeing that continue to grow.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting journey.
Yeah. It's been cool to see, like, all, you know, it's been nice to also just kind of do what I feel is passionate
to me. I mean, teaching was, of course, as you said, I was like super into it. Like I did all the laminating. I don't know if you remember that time in one of our tiny apartments where I was like laminating tons and tons of stations. And then I think not even a year later, it was all flooded in Harvey. But
I think I repressed that memory.
Yeah. So yeah, I was super like into teaching when that was the season I was in. And then after our kids, it's like, now I'm super into TPT stuff. So what have you noticed are some of the challenges that we've faced as I work in my TPT business? What do you think are probably like the top that comes to mind?
I've never brought any problems with, you know, the timing or the schedule up to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's kind of, it's kind of both sides of it that you know, you do have that complete control over it and you do choose how much you act to push the business forward. The flip side of that is finding the right scheduling and, you know, we have three kids. So there's even when we draw out, a detailed schedule or a plan, yeah, life doesn't always really allow that. So,
yep. And then somebody wakes up at 5 a.m. saying, they're ready to eat. I'm hungry. Like, what? No, this is my work time.
Yeah. So there's both sides of it. There's, you know, the finding the balance of how much work actually needs to get done or just wants to get done.
Yeah.
And, you know, making sure that there's a appropriate level of effort being made for different activities. And, you know, there's been times where we've had disagreements about, you know, I have to get this done right now. And oh shoot, like I need help right now. It's not going to work. I'm sorry, but I need your help right now. So just finding how to balance that with kids and work, you know, the new age version of, you know, not becoming a workaholic. So,
yeah. I know. And if you let me, I will literally work for hours because I love it so much. That's just, I don't know. I'm super driven. I think it'll be easier though when like all of our kids are at a certain age and they're at school more consistently and I have more like time to actually work without them being there at all. I feel like I'll be much more efficient at things, right? I hope. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But I feel like it'll be a lot easier. It's already a lot easier than like a year ago when we had two kids under two. So,
yeah, I would say so. At least we're getting a full night's sleep generally.
Yeah. Makes things a little bit easier. So what tips or advice do you have for spouses and partners who, like you, may not be a part of the TPT business? For their spouse, but they might want to support their significant other in some way. What tips do you have for that?
Well, I guess two. The big one would be working out that kind of schedule and at least doing the best planning you can, even though life may not always allow the ideal schedule you have worked out, but staying on top of that and having a clear plan at least, and just being interested. In general, that if, you know, somebody is talking about something they're really interested in and you love them and, you know, even if that might not be the first thing you think of as a fun time or something cool to talk about, just listening and being as involved as they want you to be sort of. And then bringing any kind of skill set you do have to advise when that's needed. You know, I think a few times I've looked over some of the emails you've sent and, you know, I have more of a sales background. So some of the wording and, you know, when the emails are meant to sort of engage people in your business and generate interest, I think sometimes that can come into play or even just taking a second set of eyes to look over things that have been put out, whether it's a website or a resource or what have you, just staying as involved as it makes sense to be and staying interested and scheduling, I guess would be the things.
Those are really great tips that you have there. I think it's really important to support your spouse as much as possible, even if you're not actively involved
And even if you don't necessarily understand all the terminology and lingo, being there for them and helping them out and, you know, just being a good supporting spouse, good or bad, whatever's happening, you're like always on your side. That's something that I've really, really appreciated having from you.
And maybe you do need to like take over my email marketing or something. I don't know. You're a pretty good writer.
I do it sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Just not, you know, not at all every day or anything like that. But okay, let's go into this fun segment. How well do you know TPT? So I'm going to ask you some questions and we'll see what your response is. So the first one, what does TPT stand for?
Teachers pay teachers.
So now it doesn't stand for anything, I believe, but yes, it did.
TPTA.
Yes, TPTA. But yeah, they changed it recently to just be TPT, but it is originally teachers pay teachers. When did TPT start? What year?
I have no idea. I'll guess though.
Okay.
2011.
2006.
Okay.
5 years off. That's not bad. That's good. Okay. What is the purpose of TPT?
To give teachers access to beautiful resources and an income stream of making those. I don't know.
Yeah.
Creative outlet.
There you go. I mean, yeah, that works. That's good. Okay. Here's another question. What do you think the best TPT strategy is from an outsider's perspective? If somebody wanted to make more sales on TPT?
I think the strategy has to change based on the goal. Like if you're just starting out, the idea I would think would be as much output as possible and marketing, whether that's ads or whatever type of eye driver, I guess, would work. But getting your name out there and getting the product started would be, I would think, the first stage of starting a successful TPT business. But when you get to be more medium or even large, which, you know, I don't really know where those lines are drawn, but making sure as time goes on that your products don't get stale. If there's some kind of update on either the material or some kind of new tool to either revise or improve your existing resources, that would come into play a lot more, I would think. And who knows, maybe the, you know, types of marketing and drawing people in would become more important, maybe less. Not really sure how that would fall in, but that would maintain, you know, that would stay a factor. And, you know, I guess at some point making it more self-sufficient or more of a classical business, or rather a digital business, where some of the services maybe you've over time either just lost interest in doing every day or suddenly have the funding to hire out, making it more automated eventually might be the goal. You know, everybody's or most people's goal is to retire eventually. So
yeah,
if you could eventually, you know, who knows what this will look like in 20, 30 years, but if you could eventually still maintain that income stream, even if you are sort of taking more hours off and not working as much, I guess that would be the end goal.
I like how you mentioned that, because it is kind of like the life cycle from what I see or observe from a lot of TPT businesses and my own TPT businesses, where when you're first starting out, it's really like product creation and getting as much out there as you can and getting more people to see it. Then as you can become more established, medium to larger seller, you're really focusing on a lot of optimization for your resources, updating depending on how old your resource is. And then I like how you also added in the fact that, like, thinking way long term, you probably aren't going to be thinking that, you know, you're continuing to churn out things. You're probably going to be hiring out a lot more, and maybe even eventually, like, you're
kind of seen as the founder of the business and completely hands off. So those are interesting points that you mentioned, because I think it could align with a lot of TPT businesses out there, whether it's right now or in the long run.
Okay, last question in this segment. If you were a TPT seller, what would your store name be? And what type of resources would you sell?
I would try to engage more with my original science background, you know, maybe fall back on some of my science stuff from college and actually use that biology degree.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd name it though. I would struggle over that. I always struggle over naming different things. So I'm going to go very basic. Just say Colton's Science Resources.
There you go.
That's possible.
That's SEO friendly right there. Somebody will find it. All right. So now we have some fun questions to end this off. And these are questions I don't know the answer to. We've known each other for almost 11 years, and I literally am interested to hear what you'll say to this. So first question, what is a TV show you think everyone should watch at least once?
There's a lot of good ones. I guess for a bit of a nostalgia factor, there's so many episodes of South Park that at least a few of them I think resonate with everybody, or at least a few do with different people. It's probably a different few, certainly a different few with different people. I mean, Breaking Bad's a really good show. There's a lot of shows where there's a few really good seasons and then it falls apart. That seems to happen too often. But yeah, if I could say everybody probably has at least 3 or 4 episodes of South Park that would hit home, that'd be my first say.
All right. I should have guessed that one. I didn't think about that, but yeah. Okay, second question. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I don't know if I could do that. I'd probably die.
Oh, gosh. But if you had to pick something.
If it would be like a really good something, can I just say barbecue? Just any kind of barbecue.
Barbecue meal.
So much variety.
Yeah. Can pick your choice from different towns in Texas, too.
There we go.
Number 3, last one. What city would you live in if you could live anywhere in the world?
Definitely somewhere warm or tropical. My first thought would be Hawaii, but I like beef a lot and it's expensive there, so maybe a little harder to get what I like there. Maybe Miami.
Miami, okay.
I mean, I've got a big connection to the Pacific Northwest, so it'd be hard to not choose like Oregon or Washington or something, or even Idaho. But if I could just choose one place to live, you know, Miami's got a great cultural scene. You know, there's plenty of sports teams over there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the weather. Not too far from Disney World either. That's a nice perk.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been fun chatting with you on the podcast. So thank you for being here.
Good to be on. Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also follow me on Instagram at thesouthernteach.designs. Have an amazing day. Are you looking for a way to grow your business without working too much harder than you already are? Do you want to optimize your limited time and see a real impact on your business efforts? Well, I've got great news for you, because your data playbook can help you achieve all of these goals and then some. As a teacher, you know that the education market is super competitive, and in order to succeed, you would have to stand out from the crowd and deliver results that really matter to your customers. But without the right tools, it can be kind of hard to know if what you're doing is truly paying off. And that's where your data playbook comes in.
The membership is designed to help teacher sellers like you leverage the power of data-driven strategies. You can unlock valuable insights about your customers, your products, and your sales performance. This membership is packed with access to analytics tools and resources, personalized coaching sessions, and a community of like-minded teacher sellers who are also eager to share their insights and experiences. I totally believe that your data playbook can help you take your teacher seller business to the next level, but don't take my word for it. Check out the website to see what other teacher sellers are saying. I'd appreciate it so much if this is something you're considering to check out my affiliate link in the description. There are different membership tiers. So if this is something you're considering, you should definitely check it out. It's your data playbook, and I hope you can join.